producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I want to try that. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull some Zika out of my hat. I remember Rocky and Bullwinkle. You know, you hear these things, and every once in a while, the images pop up stronger than others. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Right.
Yeah, that you know, we could do memes on Zika till the cows don't come home, and they're still going to be playing it like it's actually causing stuff, doing stuff, to avoid acknowledging what's really causing the problem. And I say the pollution, but Al Gore will go, no, it's the warming, right? All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, forced vaccine violence in hospitals in Indiana, coming your way. Indiana, hello, anybody in Indiana? Look out. Allergy shots, one of my favorite subjects I never get to talk about because I had them for 10 years. They wanted to give them to Grandma and Grandpa. Six things no one ever tells you about coffee. That's Super Don's segment. And I'm going to take a break. No, I'll ask Super Don the questions on that. He'll answer all of them. And then we got a new $4.1 trillion budget from the White House and Obama.
Yeah.
How much of it is dedicated to Zika?
$4.1 trillion. You know, yeah. It still amazes me how the word trillion just gets tossed around like it's nothing. I remember when billion was a lot. Yeah, I'm doing the Dr. Evil thing.
Totally.
You know, yeah, it's just trillion. It's just $1 trillion. You know, no big deal.
Upcoming events I should let you know about. Planning to be at the IAOMT Spring Conference, and that's in Orlando. That's the International Association for Oral Metal Toxicology. And I think Paul Baratero, my buddy, will be there, as well as Seth Quinto, my friend from Natural Immunogenics and Argentin 23. So we should have some fun there at that event. Also, the California Jam. We're going to be jamming big time, March 18th through 20th in Costa Mesa, California. And then Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, the Doc of Detox, and more. Rachel Parent, the amazing teenager on GMO awareness, trying to have the right to know what's in our food. All going to be in Toronto, Canada for Total Health 2016. That's April 8th through the 10th. And then there'll be more upcoming events as they become available. Go to the notes at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. Occasionally I'll send them out. Not often, but occasionally, because I want you to know something really important. So there you go. This hour as we get forced vaccines. This is really basically the act of going into a hospital or working for a hospital in Indiana. If this passes, and I would like to have... Which is the Gandalf the Grey saying, thou shall not pass, or you shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
Yeah, that should happen in Indiana, because this forced vaccine violence for all hospital workers, it passed the Indiana Senate unanimously. So like the nurses that would wear the face mask to avoid the flu shot, they're SOL. They're like, no, you are going to have to get shot up with mercury-containing flu vaccines, and who knows what else is on this list. This was Senate Bill 162, and it's going, I'd say, they're going to not only mandate it, but they're going to absolve employers from any liability should they fire these hospital workers who refuse to be experimented on by the medical monopoly, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. This was authored by Senator Patricia Miller and Senator James Arnold. This is the thing. They're willing to visit violence upon the people of Indiana who work in hospitals. This is a listen. Vaccination is a violent act. You just look at the way they have to hold down a child and tell me it's not a violent act. But the act of piercing the skin in this way, to inject things that if they put in a baby bottle, you could be charged with attempted murder. If you had a baby drink what's in a vaccine. So there's an equivalent version in the House. I think they haven't voted on it in the House over there in Indiana. So there's still perhaps time. But look at this. The Senate in Indiana, there's no hope. They voted 50 yays and zero nays. Completely unanimous to force this act of medical violence against people who work in hospitals in Indiana.
What do you say, right? I mean, this is another example of where I have to agree with Hufnagel.
Mm-hmm.
When he proposed, I think it was Bill FU-162,
yes.
It was before you can vote on passing any legislation mandating any type of drug or vaccine, that you have to have taken place, have to have taken part in the clinical trials as mm-hmm. that was being developed before you can force it on other people.
Yeah, or before it passes, you have to get this stuff done to you.
That's
somehow.
Right. Right. I mean, I don't think this legislation would pass if that were the case.
Heck yeah. I mean, I think there are reports that there are a significant number of senators and congressmen at the federal level that don't vaccinate their kids, or they space them out a little bit more, or they only do some vaccines.
Oh, that means they're all anti-vaxxers.
Right, exactly. And that's that's the big untold story. They don't want you to know. But employees who are refuse to permit these vaccines after being fully informed of the health risks, they're toast. They can be fired, according to this, if this indeed passes. Now, it's not just the flu vaccine, but they're calling it also for the varicella, which is chicken pox, measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. By the way, we've covered the ludicrous nature of lack of nature of the tetanus vaccine. That whole basis is like, oh my gosh, you stepped on a rusty nail, you're going to get tetanus. As if oxidized iron is the cause of tetanus. Now, if you have an open wound and you rub animal feces into it, that could be a problem. But, I talked to an old friend today who's going to Vietnam for a few weeks of vacation. And I had traveled with him. He was on some of the trips I went to Africa. I know his mother really well. And I talked to them about utilizing homeopathic nozodes and remedies and silver and things like that. And he said, but what about the tetanus? And I was like, are you planning to cut your foot open and step into animal feces? And he said, no, why? I said, because that's really the only problem in terms of the real way you would be able to acquire something like tetanus. It isn't by getting a cut from a rusty nail. Again, these are myths that are perpetuated over generations. They become facts when they're not facts. They become truths when they're not truths. And it's the ability to malleate. Can I say that? We're malleable. Does that mean you can malleate somebody? I don't know if that's right. I take liberty with the language occasionally. It's been a while. But the way they can manipulate the people to believe anything. As I said, this doesn't happen overnight, but it's happened over a long time. And so they want the tetanus shot, right, as well. Whooping cough. And there's not a crisis going on. It's just astounding. Indiana. Is that part of the Heartland? Is that part of Monsanto land, Indiana? What's going on in Indiana? Do you know anything that I don't know, Super Don, about Indiana?
No, there's no crisis. This article, it's over at Health Impact News.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job of putting some counterpoints on here. You know, that there's all of these reasons why, logically, this should not be passing right now. So the question is, why? Why are we pushing through this legislation now when there's no crisis, there's no outbreak, there's no threat whatsoever, not to mention the fact that they quote here something that we've talked about before, that the Cochrane collaboration has shown that there's no evidence that having this type of legislation in place, mm-hmm. forcing these nurses to be vaccinated, prevents any laboratory-proven influenza or its complications.
Right. Doesn't need proof. It just needs to be stated by somebody in the media that's parroting a press release or a press conference from the CDC, the Department of Health and Human Services. We have gotten so low on the survival scale here in America, And I wanted to mention this in relation to Rand Paul's unsuccessful run for the presidency, you know, following on that. And you know, we could all maybe nitpick anybody's strategy. Well, it didn't work. But at the same time, I would have to acknowledge and admit, and it sort of pains me to admit it, but I also know that the vast majority of Americans don't want freedom. They really don't. I mean, the thing is, if he can't break through the cacophony of the Republican Party, whereas there is some lip service being paid to the concept of freedom and limited government, and yet he's still relegated to 5% or less, or as a fringe candidate, as a senator, it just tells you how little the Americans actually embrace not only the concept, but the reality of freedom. Most don't want to be free, and we've got to make peace with that, recognize that even at the dawning of the American Revolution, it was only a small percentage of folks that actually wanted to take on the British and say, pound sand, go back to your little island. We want something different. And then the rest of the folks eventually went along, right? There's only a few percentage points, if you will, at any given time that are the first of the adopters or the tips of the spear, so to speak. The others are just followers. They'll follow along with fear, or they'll follow along, I guess, if there's more love. I like the concepts. I want to work on that some more. And one of the guys, Dr. Gaston, I can't pronounce his last name, that was there at the Right to Try conference in Colorado. He works with Dr. Jonathan Wright. He's from Argentina. He speaks poetically, and I want to get him on the program soon to talk about what he was talking about, because it relates to this a bit as well. Anyway, allergy shots, real quickly. I know I'm almost going long here, but allergy shots, I had 10 years of it. So when they say allergy shots should be given to old people, seniors, I'm calling BS on that too. Because the allergy shots did nothing to get rid of my allergies. Never did. Had my allergies, all of them, still took the over-the-counter prescription meds. It was only when I cleaned my liver and healed my gut did I heal my allergies. But they're basically saying, well, listen, here's another medical program we can sell to people who have good insurance. We've got billables. We can make some more money. We'll take the old people's money. They won't be able to pass anything on to their kids. Look, they got allergies. No discussion of gastrointestinal health, which has been destroyed by what? The chronic use of antibiotics. By the time they get into the old age homes, they're on antibiotics every day of the week. And that, of course, facilitates more of these allergies if they have the energy to even muster the immune response. And if they do, they're healthy enough to get the hell out of these old age homes and live a longer life if they got off the meds and got onto real food and detoxified and do the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that Roseanne Lindsay certainly knows. We had her on last hour. All right, six things no one's telling you about coffee. Super Don, you're up next, my friend.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Since they don't list the seven things no one will tell you about coffee, I can't mention coffee enemas in this segment, but Super Don will talk about all the wonderful ways you can drink coffee and why you should and how you should preserve it or save it or roast it or not roast it or freeze it or fridge it. This, you found this story. This is for you, my friend, because I'm not the coffee expert. I like good or clean organic coffee, but... I don't know. Well, what is this? What are the surprises in this for you, even?
I have to say, it's amazing that we're covering a coffee story. It doesn't have anything to do with enemas. So you're right. This is a day to cheer. This is a wonderful day for Super.
Happy day. You've been a good boy.
But, this is an interesting article, although it starts off in a weird way. It says it says here that most of us drink about 2.1 cups worth a day. And I'm thinking, 0.1?
What do you do with point one?
The point one cup of coffee. I'm not sure.
We give that to the cat or something. I don't know, but yeah.
No, you never want to give coffee to a cat. No. Although you might want to give a cat a coffee enema. You might have tried that sometime.
Oh no!
Anyway, so
yeah, by the way, the cat was eating the. I pulled the carrot today from the garden. And the cat
out of the
is
cat? What?
Yeah, no, I didn't pull it out of the cat, out of the garden. And the cat's eating the greens, that stick up the top of the carrot and loves
them. Yes. Yeah. Cats love to do that. Dogs do that too. I don't know. They say it has something to do with an upset stomach or something. I don't know.
No, the cat has not thrown up all day, so that's a good sign. So everything's good.
Go back to
the coffee story now.
Yeah, so, as we like to cover on this show from time to time, they do come out with stories about coffee and showing that it is good for you in various different ways. And apparently here in this article, they're highlighting that perhaps one or two cups of coffee a day could help prevent type 2 diabetes. And this is according to an analysis of 28 studies done on the topic in the Diabetes Care Journal.
Yeah, but this came out of the Yang Lu Lin School of Medicine. That doesn't sound serious to me.
Yung Yu Lin?
The Yong Lu Lin.
Yong
Lu
Lin. Long yeah. Yu Lin.
Yeah.
One Hung Lo. I don't
know. Exactly. So I'm questioning the veracity of the report, but okay. Carry on.
Why? Because, what, you got something with Asians or something?
No, it's just Yong. This is the stuff
it's
we would make
Singapore.
Up.
It's Singapore. Of course it's named Yong Lu Lin.
I thought it was like in Florida next to the Wendy's. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Singapore. Carry on.
Anyway, so it's apparently another study showing it's good for you. And then it goes through and talks about different things about making coffee, which I think is interesting. It says here, when you're grinding your own, you want to know the difference between cornmeal and pulse shake. Now, I don't know if this is the dance you do in the middle of the aisle of the store when you find your favorite coffee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pulse shake. I've never done that before. But, yeah, whatever. You grind the coffee.
It's
I don't
telling you how to grind it better.
No, I don't
hit
pay
pulse,
attention to
shake it, hit pulse. And then shake it, or pulse again.
Whatever.
And shake it.
I just grind the damn coffee and put it in the bag. But
okay, if you're happy with that, that's cool.
Then they go on to talk about
how do you measure it out?
The measurement, the measurement method. They want to talk about how you measure your beans by volume, and you use the scoop, and then you do the different thing and the stuff. I just pour the coffee in the thing. I eyeball it. I guess you just put it in there enough so it doesn't overflow and make a mess on the counter. Some people might be anal about it and measure it a certain way, but you just dump the coffee in the thing.
Pretty flexible on the pouring part then.
Listen, when I get up in the morning, my hair's standing on end, I got one eyeball open, I'm lucky to make the coffee into the coffee maker, let alone measure it a certain way.
Now, this next one on this article I like because I love the smell of coffee, the beans themselves or when you grind them, whatever. It's heavenly, and it has an impact on me. Even without drinking it, I can feel it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though, unless you get it ground really fine, when you sniff the coffee, it can get lodged in your nasal cavities. So I do try and grind it really, really fine. So, you know.
Are you serious? You're making that up.
What?
I don't know when to take you seriously on coffee because I defer to you as an expert.
No, I'm not snorting coffee. That
okay, I'm just wondering. I mean,
you might wonder, though. Some people might wonder if I do, but I don't.
Some days. It's a long day to stop sniffing coffee.
No. Some other things here. Yes, you don't leave the package open in the freezer. I do put my coffee in the freezer because it just keeps it longer and keeps it fresh, but you do close it. That's a moment of duh there.
Okay. All right.
And then it goes on to the cost of coffee, and it's true. I mean, unless you know a good barista that really is going to make that coffee in a really special way for you, it's really expensive. I mean, it does. They say here $5, and that's about it, $5 average. So, if you do a cup of coffee a day from a barista over a month, that's $150 a month for coffee. Make it yourself.
Make it yourself. All right, Super Don. Thanks for the coffee update. That was actually quite enlightening in some way.
Brought to you by Folgers.
Yeah, here we go. Sniff that coffee. All right. I'm not sniffing Folgers, I promise you. All right. How much of the $4 trillion plus budget of Obama is going to be dedicated to a phony virus? Or maybe a real virus, but it doesn't really do anything.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Am I too squirrely today, Super Don? Like, squirrel, oh, squirrel, over there, squirrel. I mean, I haven't had any CBD today. I'm just still running, I think, a little bit on fumes because I haven't had a real day off in maybe, I don't know, it's been a while, it seems. And so I'm sort of loopy, but I hope I'm making sense.
Well, I had not detected any of the squirrel factor, but
okay,
yeah,
all right. I just like figure something comes into my head today. I'm going to say it, so it could be dangerous broadcast day.
You'll be, I'll be Rocky the Bullwinkle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Hangry. Are you hangry?
Currently, no. But I have been hangry before.
Heck yeah, I've been hangry. I know what that's like. It's hungry and angry. It's the combination. If you've ever been so hungry and you aren't stopping to eat, and you'll get snappity and snippity. You might yell inadvertently, say something to somebody mean, and you didn't mean to. And
snappity and snippity.
You just lost control. Now, they call it hangry, right? And their solution, and I just want to go right to this, the solution here, because we're going to get into the budget thing. We got a comment of the day as well. But their solution for hangriness is to eat all the time, eat regularly. Hmm. Now, what does that tell you about what hangry is? Because you probably know what I'm going to say. It's another H word.
Well, I'm going to guess that it has something to do probably with blood sugar, right?
Yes. The
would
H
that
word
be
is,
hypo or
yeah,
hyper?
Hypo. Glycemic? Hypo, yeah. Right? Hypoglycemia. Yeah.
Right.
And I think, you know, you can attest to this of all the years we've been together in broadcasts that I've talked about, for instance, ADHD. I've talked even in terms of the school shooters, right, that are being put on Lexapro and all of these things. They all are suffering from hypoglycemia, the starving of their higher functions of the brain. When your blood sugar drops, the higher functions of the brain are not being fed, and the lower animal brain, if you can call it that, is what takes over, that drive for hunger. It's like there is no right or wrong. There is no morality or ethics when you're in that state. So you can have a perfectly nice and lovely and wonderful person, and they get hypoglycemic, and then all bets are off. I mean, they could shoot you. I'm not saying that happens every time, but I mean, that's a lot of violent behavior is rooted in hypoglycemia, low blood sugar. Now, over the year, and they acknowledge this, interestingly enough. That's why I was happy about that. They acknowledge it. They say aggressive and violent behaviors are restrained by self-control. Self-control consumes a lot of glucose in the brain, suggesting that, they don't want to commit to it, Super Don, just suggesting that, low glucose and poor glucose metabolism are linked to aggression and violence. The very thing I've said since probably one of the first broadcasts I did went right there. Once again, this is where Jerry Doyle says, yep, Robert Scott Bell vindicated again. And it's not just me. Anybody could read this stuff and figure it out, I think. Now, as I said, years ago as a homeopath, what I would do, two of my favorite remedies for the pancreas are lycopodium and iris. And I had good success with them over the years. And then met my good buddy Christopher Barr. You know, he, not a doc, he's written about this on chromium. You could actually get his little books on chromium and selenium from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, which is where we get our whole food chromium, the GTF form, to counteract this, because all of these hangry episodes are due to a lack of minerals, in particular the chromium molecule, because it's critical for the ability of the body, when you haven't eaten, to mobilize the sugars that are stored in the cells to bring them back out for use. Now, this is the idea of intermittent fasting, the ability to not eat and not be famished and hungry. In other words, you could have hunger and you go, oh yeah, I could eat, but you could also be thirsty. Like Dr. Batman Gellage said, if you go to robertswater.com, listen to that interview, we go into that. Your body's many cries for water. You could be thirsty, not really hungry. Your cells are crying out, not necessarily for food. That makes everything go as well. But the simple act of replenishing the chromium, and it could take a little while, even though we can see in months reversals of type 2 diabetes, it's still a lot shorter. Like, I could do this with homeopathy, but still, if the minerals aren't there, the minerals aren't there. And that's why it's also part and parcel to the reversal of these scenarios, is to provide the body what it needs. And, of course, stop feeding it what it doesn't. Refined carbs that have no minerals in them. And that depletes those mineral stores to the point where, you know, you're always hungry, and then we were told, yes, eat small meals throughout the day. That's the solution. No. Eat meals that are that contain the vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, the fats, all the things that you need. And then you find that you can do without meals once in a while, purposefully or accidentally, and you're like, hey, I'm fine. Now, Super Don, I know you've gotten care packages over the years with chromium in it. I don't know if you have any chromium stories yourself. It's okay if you don't, but I just thinking out loud.
Because somebody very special sent me a care package just recently.
Really?
Yes.
Who would do that?
I believe it would be Mrs. Bell.
That's Dr. Bell to you. No, she would never do that without my permission.
Yeah, I guess she is Dr. Bell.
Yeah. But it's hard to conceive of it. When I tell people, as Chris has been telling people for years,
yeah,
100 micrograms of the whole food form of chromium three times a day, in most cases, sometimes four times a day, but you can reverse hypoglycemia very quickly. Diabetes.
Dude, I hadn't even mentioned this to you, but yeah, I had some extra.
Uh-huh.
And this is a recent success story.
Okay.
Of somebody that I know mm-hmm, that had a diabetic problem and took the chromium, and I think it only took them over a week, and they noticed their numbers had gone down. I believe down 20 points.
Right.
On the chromium. So yeah, I mean, it does work.
You're talking about like $26 a bottle or something for a month, or I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. Absolutely stunning what you can do, and that's why we do this on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because I this is what excites me. I get excited when people come back with those kinds of stories that their lives have been changed for the better. They've been empowered to heal, and it's their God-given birthright, and they didn't have to steal it from anybody. They didn't have to hold a gun to anybody's head. They didn't have to demand it from Obamacare or insurance schemes. They were able to do it themselves. And that's, it's a happy thing. It's a very, very happy thing for me to be able to relate that. So thank you. Thanks for relating that too as well. What was I going to have to do, beat it out of you? You were never going to tell me?
No, I've been so busy. I just kind of forgotten about it. But, yeah, true story. It was about 3 weeks ago.
By the way, that's like the marriage of a producer and a host. You know, berating the producer berating the host. It's like, when were you going to tell me, right? You can hear the husband and wife team kind of thing. Well, honey, I was just so busy. I meant to tell you. I really wasn't holding out.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know how to cure glaucoma, right?
Well, are we going to have to do that?
Yeah. Well, I just found out today that looks like the secret to curing glaucoma is...
Don't say it. Don't say it. No. Oh, man. I was gonna hold that up. Well, we'll hold it. We'll go into the details of it next segment.
Let's do it. Yeah.
No, let's do Obama and his budget. $4.1 trillion spending plan. Trillion, as you said earlier in the day today. Used to be trillions meant a lot. Now it's like, $4.1 trillion spending plan. No big
$1 trillion. Yes.
And if Bernie gets his way, $40 trillion. Socialism, of course. And Trump, I find it interesting the more I think about Trump as president, because here's a guy that's been in business, and he does understand a budget, although he has gone bankrupt a number of times or has had companies that have gone into bankruptcy. The question is, how would he perceive, the having a corporation that can print money out of thin air? And I'm not sure I know how Trump would respond in a situation like that. Because if you're a company that can print money out of thin air, you could do whatever the hell you want. You could buy anything you want. You can create anything. You can pay anything you want. What happens if he's in government? Would he perceive, this is like Trump Incorporated with unlimited funding? I don't have to budget anymore. I don't know the answer to that, but I know that he knows how to budget as a businessman. Some people criticize him for going bankrupt, but I'm going to put that aside for a moment. $4.1 trillion. But I think, how much did they say they were going to dedicate to Zika research?
Nearly half of that, 1.8.
1.8 billion or trillion, not trillion, right? 1.8 billion.
Yeah. And the interesting thing on that, when you break that 1.8 trillion up from what I heard earlier, 1.4 of that is going to be for the U.S., and for the other remaining 400 million is going to go to fighting Zika around the world. Now, isn't that a little weird when you think about the fact that the problem is elsewhere?
Yeah.
It's in Brazil. That's where the problem is. Yet we're going to send them $400 million. We're going to keep $1.4 billion to protect ourselves from something that's not even here and that's not even going to cause a problem. If you look at the science of this thing,
this is an excuse to send more money to the NIH, CDC, the FDA, and of course those who benefit by that, guess what? The pharmaceutical industrial complex, the vaccine right. manufacturers.
Where's all that money going to go? That's going to go to the pharmaceutical companies that are going, hey, yep. we can make a vaccine for that.
Free money for the vaccines. And this is Obama. This is a Democrat. And this is Hillary Clinton, a Democrat, who would do this. And I'm not saying that a Republican wouldn't either. But the point is right now, for those of you who say the Democrats are not in the pockets of Big Pharma, you're delusional. They're in just as much into it in that regard. So the budgeting, we'll get more to the budgeting. But yeah, $1.4 billion or more, $1.8 billion for Zika, a virus that really doesn't do anything. And, you know, it's one of those places and times where I say, I give up. I mean, like I said, most Americans don't want to be free. Most Americans would rather have pills, drugs approved by the FDA.
And I hate to say it, but it's true. Most Americans are complacent, and they're just fine with being afraid,
yeah.
which is what the media is trying to do on this, as we proved in the first segment.
Yeah.
And they are putting a spin on this to put everybody in a state of fear.
Exactly. And that's, Roseanne was talking about it again as well. Fill your heart with love. Fill your life with love. Vitamin L. It will push the fear out. That's what we got to do. Yeah, I wanted to get to a follow-up comment of the day. Can we squeeze it in the next segment from Val
Let's
from yesterday?
It. Sure.
All right, we'll do that. It. We'll see if we can get the pancakes and bananas, too. Well, what a strange show we have here. Robert Scott Bell Show on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on, Talk Network, GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and a new archive place on SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get that chromium from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. And ooh, while you're at it online there, go to docofdetox.com and download the Healthy to 100 book. Still available for free, Healthy to 100 over there at Doc of Detox. And get his daily cleansing tea. Again, simple steps you can take to transform your life without Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, etc. Can be done. Comment of the day follow-up from yesterday's question from Valerie. She says, hello again. Now I want to sing it. Hello again. All right. Thank you, she says, for answering my silica question. And on the air, too. I feel honored that you would do that. I mean, Super Don, let me ask you. Not that I'm not happy. I'm absolutely thrilled that somebody's grateful for that. But, I mean, that's what we've been saying for a long time. Just send in your questions, and we'll get to them on the air.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that just proves it.
Well, listen, as much as you're honored that we read it on the air, we're honored that you listen. Really, honestly, without you guys, I mean, we'd just be sitting here talking to each other.
Right, which we usually do anyway.
That's true.
She says, I wanted to mention that I am, remember, she yesterday was talking about neuropathy. She's been on many med surgeries, bulging discs. I mean, this is a nightmare scenario. She said, I wanted to mention that I am taking, because I mentioned the liver, she needed a liver. She says, I was taking milk thistle capsules one daily to try to help my liver toxicity. But this has only been for about a week or so. So, because remember, she took the silica, and she got itching symptoms.
Right.
And I said, you know, this is really an issue of the liver because she's on so many meds. And then she says, oh, I forgot to mention another med. Currently taking Neurontin 400 milligrams once a day. For at least 5 years, she took 800 milligrams strength four times a day. I mean, this is staggering that anybody has a liver that's still working after doing.
Yeah, this is actually.
She was on
she's
oxycodone
and typing right. is amazing.
She says, but last year while on methadone for pain, I had a bad reaction while at work, talking out of my head, very scary. She says, and so that she cut it back. And you know, as I said, my sense of it was that we're talking about a toxicological burden in her body that's just overwhelming. And as she starts to regain strength. And the nervous system is a big play here because she has the nerve interference from the bulging discs and things, and she also has the neuropathy, and we're reactivating the nerves. There are going to be symptoms. And milk thistle once a day is not going to cut the mustard. It's not going to be enough, but at the same time, it might be all you can tolerate because you've been through so much, Val. So whatever you do, you're going to have to ramp up pretty slowly. And I would look into doing some of the homeopathic detox formulas, see how you do on the tea, like the daily cleansing tea or something. But more selenium we've talked about, homeopathic medicines that help to detoxify the liver, etc. But again, there's so much going on in her body, and Val, in your body, you know that. That's why I'm very sensitive to not saying definitively do this. And I'm just sensitive to your suffering, but also want to recognize that there is a pathway out, but we got to take time because you've been on some stuff for a long time, some intense stuff. Thanks again. She says, my outlook is brighter today knowing there is compassionate help for me. Much love, Val. Well, vitamin L back at you, Val. We appreciate you reaching out. And there's only so much we can do on the radio, but at least we can plant the seeds for other thought forms and pathways to healing, like bananas, browned bananas.
Yes.
They can help detect and cure skin cancer. Did you know that? I've read about this before.
I've always known the banana is a skin detector.
Yeah.
Cancer detector.
The banana in the tailpipe, banana in which pipe? Which pipe are you going to put it in? The black spots on old
you
banana peels.
You can get cancer in the tailpipe.
Yes, you can. So stick a banana. No, I did not say that. But the enzyme that causes these black spots is similar to the one present in human skin and in greater quantities in people suffering from melanoma. So they're saying that the bananas could be key to help us figure this thing out. And the other thing, and we're almost out of time, but the bananas curing glaucoma, it isn't that, I'm sorry, pancakes. It isn't the pancakes curing glaucoma, it's they're studying pancakes and the different styles of pancake cooking. And somehow that's teaching scientists about how glaucoma happens.
Now I'm hungry. I'm hangry.
Yeah. You want to eat some glaucoma cakes? I mean, come on. Yeah. That's a weird story, actually. No more hangry. Take your chromium, folks. Super Don, and your coffee.
I'm going to go eat some gumbo. That cures everything.
Spicy, spicy, spicy. Thanks to Roseanne Lindsay for being on board today. Go check out the links and tell your friends the power to heal is theirs, as it is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.